Hello and welcome to another guided meditation, being aware of our true nature together. And this one is on movement and stillness. So start with your eyes open. Be aware of your single eye fading out all the way around into the space of your true nature, including all your body sensations going on there, and sounds and thoughts and everything in this one undivided space that you are. And gently move from side to side and notice whatever movement is happening in the field of view. I've got an object in the near foreground and then things in the background, and the object in the near foreground is moving against the background there. And I'm noticing that at the same time, the whole space in which this is happening is not moving. So, movement and stillness. But where's the dividing line? I find no dividing line. So now close your eyes. And there's all kinds of movement going on, isn't there? Looking into the darkness, I find that it's not a uniform darkness. All kinds of patterns going on there, light and shade, and some kind of movement going on there. Happening in this still space. There's the movement of all the sounds that are happening, changing. And all these sounds are going on in this unchanging, motionless silence. Coming out of this silence, all the sensations you can feel, and your thoughts and feelings, all going on together in this unchanging consciousness, this still consciousness, with no dividing line. It's a great combination, isn't it? I think so. Movement and stillness. And no clear dividing line between them. How does that work? So right at the center of yourself, of myself, is this stillness. united with all this movement. I think the stillness just by itself would be boring. It's great to have all this movement, all this change going on in the stillness. It's interesting. But all this movement and change just by itself would be tiring, restless, no respite from it. Where would you go? Well, you can step over the threshold into this inner stillness and view all that movement from this stillness. Embrace all that movement. Not be overwhelmed by it. Not by denying it, but by being aware that it's within you. You are big. Big-hearted. You don't reject any part of this. World of movement. Now I don't know what movement is happening in you in detail. It's happening in this stillness, where you are, where I am, where we are. Stillness. It's not in time, is it? Time and change go together. Things take time to unfold. But the stillness is present all at once now. Always. Beware of your body sensations. They're changing. Movement. Changing, bubbling about there within this stillness. And yet I think that I can only know the stillness in contrast to the movement. I don't know, I mean, I don't think I can pin it down in any particular way of thinking about it. But the movement is so welcome, I think, in the stillness. The stillness says yes to the movement, sort of loves the movement in a way. Embraces it. No dividing line, no distance. All the movement, sensations, sounds, thoughts. You don't have to maintain the stillness, do you? It's just there, just here. The idea of maintaining it is movement in the stillness. One's own realizations about this as they unfold, my thoughts about it as I just think about all of this now. They're unfolding in the stillness. The stillness doesn't come or go. It's just there. It's like being at the source of a river. a waterfall or something. This present moment, all the things that are happening are flowing out of this source. But the source doesn't move. But it's where the river is flowing from, where the waterfall is coming out of. You know, you sit next to a waterfall. You just hear the sound going on and on and on. And then behind it is this silence. Where it's coming from. Which isn't moving at all. And yet is where the movement comes from. Amazing. Look what you have inside you. How powerful this stillness must be, this source, to produce what it produces, on and on, like a waterfall. Without effort. Like a mountain. Just there. Here. I find it's like drinking a refreshing drink somehow. So refreshing. This stillness and movement. This source and the waterfall. Refreshing, cleansing somehow, because the stillness is clear and clean like the purest water. Here. it's so great, it's not an achievement. It's not something that I've achieved or you've achieved that we have to maintain. I wouldn't be able to do that. I'd lose it in a minute, in a second. Gone. But fortunately, it's not like that. Already here. Always here. Can't lose it. Is my source. Is one's heart. Heart of stillness. Where you're coming from. I think Jesus was asked, in perhaps in the apocryphal Gospels, I don't know, what is the kingdom of heaven? And he said, it's a movement and a rest. That is such a great way of saying it, I think. A movement and a rest. It's not just the rest. It's not just the stillness. The stillness comes with movement. It's a package deal. So this session is coming to an end now. So something else is going to come from the stillness, some other movement. A movement. To rest. So I hope to connect with you again in this undivided stillness. Bye for now.